Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue-collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
Greetings, Earthlings and other listeners across the universe, if you're listening live. It's trying to be sunny on this side of the Pacific Northwestern portion of the Northern Hemisphere. We want to get really exact because I am your spiritual GPS, and, you know, wherever you are, there you are. Remember that. This is Sarah Nash as your host, and you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you enlightenment, the blue-collar goddess way. By the way, I have quite a few clients who are putting fear aside and making conscious choices to look for love. And I've sent them to the Om Times Dating Network Ascending Hearts. Go there if you're looking for conscious love. I'm sending quite a few people there. I should get like kickbacks so I can get kickbacks in the form of conscious love. So tell me your stories about love. But ask me for a bit of advice first. You can do that if you hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with hashtag Blue Collar Goddess. And you'll get the opportunity to be in the drawing for a free 1 hour Skype session. And we put all these love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted usually snags one out, and Motorized Millie will announce the winner at the end of this show because she's my guest host today. And we have things that we're going to talk about. And neither one of us have had really a whole lot of sleep, in case you're wondering, like, where's the bubbly blue-collar goddess? She's right here mainlining coffee. And that's because we were on the phone, Millie and I, for hours last night discussing the future and things that are going to happen. And then I had a client crisis this morning. And, you know, God bless you, dude. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And then as I was just deciding, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get up and face the world, I reached for my iPad and fellow Om Times radio show host Sylvia Henderson, whose show is on Sunday, you know, giving her a shout out, she said, good morning. I hope you have a really lovely day. And it sang to me. And I sat up and I went, you know, nightmares be damned. It was actually a nightmare that woke me up. It sort of my entire morning just kind of snowballed. And it is Mercury retrograde. I am a little low energy, but there's good reasons for it. Because if you were able to listen into the conversations that I was having yesterday, You would think, my God, why didn't you just call and say, put something else on today? But no, because we've got Motorized Millie and we've got things to talk about, eh, Millie?
We sure do. But man, oh man, everybody, she's got me beat. At least she had 45 minutes of sleep. I had zero. That's right. Big fat goose egg. So I'm guzzling the coffee.
Yeah, I think that's stunning. I mean, and, you know, I keep a journal and this is last year at this time, I did the exact same thing on May 28th. If you go to Facebook, you can actually see they have a thing where they, what is that called, Zen
it's
Master Ted?
1 year ago, or this time last year.
Yeah, this time last year. Something. It's really kind of nifty because I can cross reference it with my personal journal, and I was doing this last year at this time too. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the White Light Express grid is active. And when we like really start getting into the full moon phase of it, the activity in my house, the poltergeist activity, is really intense. I have thought as soon as I can afford it, I would like to get an infrared camera because I think there would be a lot of entity sightings and unusual activity from the back and forth down the hallway into where the altar space, the grid, is in my living room. It's really, really, it's intense. And I, as an empath, feel it. And you're an empath too, Millie.
Yeah, I am. And you know what? I mean, guys, you can't make this shit up, even if you tried. I swear, every time Sarah and I talk, something happens. We're just thinking we're going to have normal conversations, you know, right?
Yeah.
We're thinking we're just going to have normal da-da-da, back and forth chit-chat. Oh, no, dude. Oh, no.
And I've charted it. And it seems that when the grid is active, when the White Light Express grid is active, I'm usually, that's when I feel like I'm on call on, you know, as a conscious being who really takes what I do seriously. And we're going to talk about that in a second, by the way, because I released a video last week that Millie didn't think was that funny.
No.
And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but I'm trying to follow my notes here because I'm like, all right, I have already been woken up by a nightmare, which was followed by an excellent divine intervention through Sylvia Henderson going, "Good morning. I hope you're okay." I'm like, "Yeah, I am now, thanks." And then a crisis intervention, cosmic triage call from a client this morning that was like, "Wow, all right. Let's do this." And then like getting ready for this show that is, we have so much to talk about, and I'm looking at the time, and I don't think an hour is going to do it, Millie.
No. But we're going to do the best we can because we're just cool like that.
Well, I do want to also point out that I've got some really incredible guests coming on in the next month or so. I've got this is exciting news for me. Michelle White Dove is going to be my guest on June 25th. We will be doing a live streaming show from Denmark, because we're leaving for Denmark. Zen Master Ted and I are leaving for Denmark next week. So,
I'm so effing jealous. I could just scream because, I mean, yeah, that's, yeah.
Well, you know, I will be in London. I will be in the motherland for you on our way back for 2 hours. I'll be at Heathrow, and I will definitely put a little energy packet there for you because those things are real.
Thank you, darling. London is my heart home.
They matter. They matter. But one of the points that I wanted to bring out was that you don't have to have an app to get live streaming access to this radio show or any of the shows on the Om Times Radio Network, which makes us a step above other radio networks out there. You don't have to download anything. You could be sitting in the bus station with your friggin' cell phone. If you've got wireless access, you can get this show. And it's 24/7.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Not this show, but Om Times Radio.
Om Times Radio Network is on and running 24/7.
And they have some excellent programming out there.
They certainly vouch for that.
You're going to want to check out the archives for the past shows at Om Times, Podbean, Portal, or on Namaste, that's with an H, .com, in the show archive section. And you know what? I'm really regretting doing yoga this morning, too. Before we started, I was doing conscious breathing exercises. Angela Levesque and I, she had me on her show yesterday, Entanglement Radio, and this is like going to be the absolute opposite because I'm super zen right now. I feel stoned. I'm not. I want the world to know that while I don't smoke pot, I'm an advocate for cannabis because I do know that it helps. And I've seen people, manage their dilemmas with the help of the good earth's happy weed. And in this beautiful state here, Washington, it is legal. It is very legal, not illegal. It is legal. I'm not stoned, people. I'm only saying that because somebody sent me a message real quickly. I just got it just now. Are you stoned? You sound stoned. I'm not stoned. I'm not.
Well, I'm, Jesus, mega tired.
I'm so tired, but you know what? I'm oddly You know, there's a thing that happens when you are working with just sheer conscious energy and light and love. And the last 24 hours, I've had some intense conversations. And one of those conversations was with you because we've decided that we're not a good fit.
No, we're not. Let me just preface that. We're not a good fit for the way we were doing things up to today.
Right. Yeah.
And the impetus for that was the video that you alluded to. Mm-hmm. We were having our normal conversation and Sarah asked me what I thought of the video. And I, in the interest of being authentic and honest, I just had to sit there and I had to tell her, look, I didn't like it.
Yeah, and you didn't think it was funny at all, and it was hysterical for me.
Yeah, and I know that was very difficult for you to hear, and it was very difficult for me to tell you. I mean, I wished I could have told you that I liked it, but I just, that wouldn't have been honest. So,
well, we're going to put that video up on Radio Namaste so that readers and listeners can tune in and click on it because it's, you know, it's about 5 minutes long. My inspiration was J.P. Sears, who's going to be my guest on Thursday, July 16th. And I wanted to challenge him to a spirit off when I watched his video about being very, very spiritual. And I thought, you know, I'm infinitely more spiritual than this person because it was a spoof. We were not making fun of spirituality itself, but we were making fun of the concept and the seriousness that some people take with their process. And it's one of the things that I said on my blog, I'm going to read it when we come back, about being serious and about what Radio Namaste is. And we'll get right back to that.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
There was no gong. I didn't know. No fair. Zen Master Ted is so fired. I fired him during the break because I'm like, listen, dude, you know how tired I am. You know that I have been doing sincerely deep, conscious, spiritual stuff in spite of, you know, putting videos out there that say to the contrary, because I can't even articulate how angry I was. So he was fired, and he says that he has no excuse. I'm looking at his texts right now. He's like, I have no excuse. Millicent says that she loves him anyways. That's par for the course. Millie.
Yes, that is.
I'm like, we're just going to have a Zen moment. Everybody, for the next 15 minutes, just, you know, be really Zen. We have to write up the Father Mulcahy Award for Zen Master Ted for his lack of consciousness, his disgusting thoughtlessness.
Yeah, shame on you. If I had a rotten egg, I'd stuff it down your shirt right now.
Yeah, he accepts the write-up. If he was an employee at Bank of America, anytime, you know, we had these disgusting moments of thoughtless unconsciousness, we would get written up and we would acquire an incident. And if you had more than five or three or two or some stupid amount of incidents, like if you were on your break for too long, you would get an incident. That was the karma violation for this corporate Bank of America thing. I don't know if they still do that anymore, but yeah, they fired me because I had one too many incidents. I did a do-si-do with the corporate manager in the lobby once. I didn't get an incident for that. He quit shortly after that. But anyways, this video that I made was in response to watching J.P. Sears, and I thought, I'm going to challenge him to a spirit off, because it was such a spoof and such a satire and comedic look at people who are so full of themselves and their spirituality. And Millie, you didn't see it that way.
No, I did not. And I had to tell you that. And I know that that was very difficult for you to hear.
Shocking, actually. Yeah. It wasn't difficult. I was just shocked. I was pretty gobsmacked. And I thought, wow. But here's what is the most important thing, is that we approached it with love and light. And I mean, the one person I presumed to think would not like it, my daughter, you know, she's one of my greatest teachers, actually. She loved it. And some of the feedback I received a letter from a woman who had been housebound. And she said, you made me laugh. And I'm going to put this on my website. And I received so much support and love and light as a result of it that I thought, you know, And I noticed that you hadn't said anything on the comments section, because you're on me like white on rice. You retweet everything. You're like one of my greatest supporters, and you love my inner Muppet. You didn't love my inner satirical Muppet.
No, I did not.
And I was like, what did you think of the video? And you said, yeah, I really didn't think it was that funny. I didn't like it. I was offended by it. And, you know, I validated that you were offended, and it didn't affect our love and our relationship for each other, but it did give us a big warning sign with regard to how we were going to move forward with the important work that we have to do together.
Right.
And your voice in the spiritual community, because I truly believe that you have a mission, and your destiny, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to become a spokesperson for the invisible light workers out there, the disabled people. Mm-hmm. And Angela asked me yesterday in a private conversation, she said, and when I told her, we were talking about the videos. We weren't gossiping, just so everybody knows. You know, I was telling her that you were going to be on the show tomorrow. And she said, you know, why do you have Millie on the show? And I said, because I believe that she has a voice that needs to be heard, and that she is. We're going to tell the world and our listening public what kind of work you and I do together. And I can validate that you are incredible with your abilities and your sincerity. And
but what I do, the way I approach my work is just not a good fit for what we've been doing lately.
Well, and furthermore, it's not the direction I wanted to go either. You have a right to approach your work with a very, for example, Derek Acora, who I know you love and admire, and I'm going to have him on the show, God willing, he is up for it. He said he was at one point, so we're gonna go after that man. We are. Because I think he's the bee's knees and genuine. But he would never do a video like that.
No.
But I can and I will, because when I do my spiritual work with regard to, like, when I approach the prayers for the White Light Express, that is something that I take incredibly seriously. I have the ability to poke fun at myself and not take myself too seriously. And I think that because of that, I've been able to maintain some integrity with regard to surviving and creating cosmic triage. I think that we have to have a little bit of laughter, and sometimes even a lot of laughter. And as an example, when we were talking about doing the video, Zen Master Ted said, well, maybe you could get your crystal skulls and you could have them be part of the series. And I said, no, because that would be crossing a line that even I wouldn't touch, but somebody else might, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we collectively together, because to be honest with everybody, originally my plan was to completely step away from Radio Namaste, only because, not because I didn't enjoy the show, not because I don't love radio, but because the last thing I wanted to do was to become a liability for the Blue Collar Goddess and for Radio Namaste. In other words, I didn't want to run the show into the ground and, have something negative come back on the work that Sarah is honestly trying to do and has struggled to for years to build up and move forward with.
So I well, and you know, satire is something I use a lot of humor. I use metaphors and humor. I make fun of some really inappropriate things that some people may consider offensive. I have my lines that I won't cross. I won't make fun of my altar space. I'll point it out and say, this is how spiritual I am. At the very beginning of the video, I'm like, I'm so spiritual and this is where I do spiritual things. But, you know, I don't make fun of the altar space because it is a sacred place. Yeah. And, when I go into my meditation moments, and right now with the White Light Express grid, as active as it is, you know, it is a place that is very powerful, and people know it. When they walk into my house, they sense it if they have even a modicum of consciousness. But going back, and I'm really trying to stay on track, people, I'm sorry I'm not, as on it and as vivacious as I normally am, but I am really trying to make a point here, and that is that I even have my lines that I won't cross, and I won't make fun of or, even make light of my crystal skulls. The closest I'll get to that is, which one of the original 13 crystal skulls would you like? You know, we have 16 in the back room, which is what a man in Shasta, who was part of that whole conspiracy theory. Who he was actually at the foundation of the 13 crystal skulls and why and how that started. So it's easy to make fun of that. And there are so many conspiracy theories out there that I, after working with Millie, and we'll write about this because I'm not really comfortable speaking about some of the things that we've done yet. Because even I have a really tough time when you and I work together. For example, by the way, Zen Master Ted, what time is it? We're 2 minutes before break. Okay. Millie, I want to tell them about Brenda.
Go ahead. It might break me down a little bit, but go ahead. It's very painful for me, but go ahead.
Yeah. We should probably wait till we come back from our break, but as a rescue medium, which is what Millie is, she is learning. And one of the reasons that I enjoy working with her so much is because she is wide open to the suggestions and the possibilities that come through to me. And there is the gong. Thank you, Zen Master Ted. You have been issued a warning. The incident has been revoked, previously announced. You no longer have an incident. You are on probation. You have a half an hour to prove your worth. But anyways, with regard to the work that Millie and I do as lightworkers, it gets very intense.
Yeah, this one. Ooh, I mean, it even made me cry, and that doesn't happen very often.
Well, and like you said, we can't make up this stuff if we wanted to. It just comes so quickly, and when it happens, you know, Well, we're talking with Millicent Turk, and I'm the Blue Collar Goddess on Radio Namaste. We'll be right back from this break, and we're going to talk about what being a rescue medium is.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio, energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Radio.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. I'm taking my cues and I'm learning from the best of the best, Angela Levesque. Yesterday I was taking notes as she did her show and I'm like, oh, I should do that too. And it seems redundant when you're listening, but It's if you're just tuning in and you're coming in at the half hour break, you're like, oh, all right, what is this? Well, it's Radio Namaste. You're listening to the Blue Collar Goddess, who is a little spacey and disconnected. I'm working on choices have consequences. I'm working on 45 minutes of sleep in the last 24 hours, and it was unavoidable. But I hope that you'll stick around because we've got some news. Right, Millie?
Yeah, we sure do. As Sarah alluded to, I did not like the video that she posted, and I had to tell her that. But because we were both able to be our authentic selves, and we were able to talk to each other about it. Initially, as I said in the last segment, I was going to step down from Radio Namaste, but Sarah said, look, Millie, I'm not ready to let you go yet. Let's do it this way. What if we had you on a quarterly basis instead of on a monthly basis? Would you be willing to do that? I was all over that. And
yeah.
So that's what we're going to do from now on.
Yeah, and that way you still have the voice that deserves to be heard. I believe that, you know, the work that we do together is significant. And the issue that we were facing is that I had not been really honest with Millie with regard to some of the feedback that we were getting. And people sensed that Millie was just a little bit too serious for and maybe a little bit, what is the word that I'm looking for? Because words are...
Just depressing. Just say it. Depressing. It's okay.
Depressing. Well, it wasn't depressing, but because nobody said depressing. They were just like, you know, she's so serious and she's kind of a downer. It wasn't depressing. They didn't say depressing, but they were like, and I said, well, because she's very serious. And they're like, well, then why is she on your show? And I went, well, that's kind of a good question. And I answered immediately because she's got a voice that deserves to be heard because she is a spokesperson, in my opinion, for the invisible light workers out there that are disabled. And, you know, we talked about the impressions yesterday when we were talking for hours, thank God. And thank God we can do that because you love my inner Muppet and I love your inner Muppet. And we get to love each other, but we get to have our own opinions and our own feelings. And you didn't tell me what you did was wrong. You just said you didn't like the video, and I didn't get angry with you for not liking the video. I was disappointed, and it was an excellent moment. This is what Mercury retrograde is really good for, too. Rehashing, going over, redoing, reviewing, revealing, you know, and I get so many of my clients have these revelations and the renewals and, you know, anything that begins with an RE is really is excellent for a Mercury retrograde. So revealing, renewing, rehashing, remembering, and coming to a revelation, revealing the truth that maybe this isn't a good fit. And although today I feel like we could do this forever because, like, I'm so super zen. I'm like, Om Wataloon I am.
I would be lying if I told you that it was easy for me to hear. I mean, don't get me wrong, y'all. I'm glad that I now know how people were reacting to me, but it was not easy for me to hear that there were people that weren't feeling me.
Well, because, and if you read what Radio Namaste is about, I mean, seriously, you go to my show archives or the Radio Namaste page, you know, Radio Namaste is, it says right there, you know, it's, it challenges traditional descriptions of what it means to be spiritual, conscious, and enlightened. You know, the idea that it is possible to channel Mother Teresa while you're having a smoke in your car with the windows rolled down during a traffic jam is not impossible and will be validated. And, you know, I don't take all this stuff so seriously, because if people had the ability to sit inside of me and live and see what I see on a day-to-day basis, they'd probably go really kind of nuts. And, you know, what I see is I see the world in an HD universe that, I mean, I see people that have tails. I see people with entities attached to them, and some of them are really comical looking. I'll be driving down the road. I'll see a dragon out in the middle of an open field. And am I schizophrenic as you know what? Yeah, probably. And I'm flying under the radar in a way that all my personalities are really assisting others and authenticating others' experiences. When people come to me and they sit down and they give me their experiences and they say, when I was a child, I could fly, I say, yeah, me too. And, you know, I want people to know that they're not alone. I will always honor the crazy in you, whether or not you honor the crazy in me. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Muppets, you had an interview yesterday with a Muppet Master?
Actually, this is the he has two different podcasts. The second one that I had the interview with him for was the Backstage podcast, in which the hosts that he knows and that he loves get to talk a little bit more about themselves and what they may be going through in their own lives, and just kind of peel back the onion just a little bit more.
And as an adult who survived on Sesame Street and the Electric Company, do you remember the Electric Company?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, I loved the Electric Company. I was so sad.
Guys.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Your inner Muppet really plays well with my inner Muppet. And, and you know, having people witness that is going to be something that I want people to look forward to. I want people to really look forward to the moments that you're, you know, the seasonal wrap-ups. Like, I think at the changing of the seasons, I think at the beginning of every season, maybe at the vernal equinox and the solstices, the equinoxes and the solstices, that you should come in and we should tell the world what we've done together. Like this last time we rescued a young woman, a young girl named Brenda that you went to school with, that actually a book was written about, and I had no idea what happened.
Yeah, see, for those of you in the Seattle, Port Townsend area, you may be familiar with an author who is no longer here on the earth plane by the name of Jack Olson. And he wrote a book called Salt of the Earth. And it was written about a classmate of mine by the name of Brenda, who was abducted, strangled, raped, and just basically tossed out like so much garbage.
So with that, I knowing this now is really very intense. But what happens quite often when Millie and I are on the phone or we're having a discussion, she might feel something. She'll have a sensation. And I know that entities are around her all the time. I've seen them. And she said, I'm feeling a hug just out of the blue.
And it was a really, really tight, I mean, it didn't hurt, but it was like a really, really tight hug. I mean, gripping touch.
Yeah. And as an empath and being connected to Millie, like I am, it was a challenge for me, because the energy surrounding this hug, like when Millie's grandmother comes in and she'll kiss Millie on the forehead, I'll smell chocolate chip cookies, because this woman is like,
she used to bake to beat the band. I mean, we're talking cinnamon rolls that, this big, huge, I mean, one of those things would fill you up. You don't need anything else.
She still smells like, there's, you know, clairsentient, clairaudience, and, you know, clairvoyance. I'm gifted with all of the above plus. And so I'm able to see her, I'm able to hear her, I'm able to smell her, and I can sit inside of Millie because Millie is so wide open and be in an empathic, clairvoyant way. I'm getting kissed by the grandma as well. On my forehead, I can feel her touch my head. And, you know, Millie will explain, like, last night, Fluffy, I had no idea that she had a Cocker Spaniel. I'm like, who is this dog? You know, and I described his little tiny nub tail and his little wiggy butt. But let's get back to Brenda before we have our break again and we go off on another tangent because we're absolutely I'm actually not working with any script today. And I'm like ashamed of it. But I was like, oh, I got this. I got this. It's Millie, and I don't got this. So I apologize for the being spacey and disconnected. Yeah. But let's get back to Brenda, because this is a really, really poignant and very important example of the kind of light worker that you are and being a rescue medium and being open to me training you and working with you. You tell me and you explain to me, and I say, at that moment, I'm like, it feels like a girl, Millie. And this was new. This was a new sensation for Millie.
Because I had felt hugs before, but this was a hug that was not lessening in intensity. It was gaining.
Yeah. In intensity. Oh. Okay. We're going to go into the break. But so I said, this is a young woman, and she wouldn't talk to me, which was unusual and then I realized that she was hanging on to Millie out of fear. That when I was able to sense the energy around her, keep in mind that I have no idea that this, who and what this girl was. And so I explained to her, I describe her to Millie, and I say she passed when she was, a young woman, like about 12. And so Millie said, oh my gosh,
God, I know who this is. It's Brenda.
And she won't talk to me though. And, so I'm like, there's something wrong with her mouth. What's going on with her mouth? And when we get back, we're going to finish this story because we have to give out the Namaste Award. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Yes. With Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
I don't mean to be skeptical or not, that's not the right word. Here on Radio Namaste, we do things a little bit differently than other shows, but I was listening in the break to that last radio show. I want to know who she is. Like, I didn't catch her name, and is, because I'm spiritually awake, but not physically awake.
Right.
And I need some of whatever that first woman was on. I was like, okay, I need to mainline some of that now because I got 15 minutes to go and my listeners are falling asleep going, don't ever do this to us again. Okay. And I can only say, listen, next week you're going to get a shot of an encore with Robert Phoenix. My first show, we're going to do an encore presentation because I will not only be on the air, but I will be in the air because I'm going to Denmark. I'll be turning 50, the big 50 on a different continent. Yay, go me. And I'm going to do nothing there, absolutely nothing. Well, maybe write my book because okay. I promised that I would write my book. But, yeah, so next week, tune in for Robert Phoenix. It's going to be an encore presentation of the first show. And then, the following show will be The Hangover, because that'll be the day after. It might be like this one, but I'll be like singing like Danish drinking songs or something. Who knows? But so I just wanted to get that out. And Millie, I want you to give out the Namaste Award and then we'll finish our story about Brenda just in case we run out of time. So,
all right. The Namaste Award is going to go to a very dear friend of mine who is also a psychic medium based in the UK. And his name is Mr. Philip Solomon, and I am giving him the Namaste Award because not only is he an absolutely phenomenal medium, but he is also a phenomenal human being. I started out as a fan, but as was the case with Derek Acora, I started out as a fan of his too, and now we're friends. And I can say with absolute authenticity that Philip has helped me through some pretty nasty stuff. And often, 9 times out of 10, I haven't even asked.
Well, one of the things that I liked about him, and in case people are like, how come you guys always give the Namaste Award to people that you know? Mm-hmm. Because you don't send in I get for the Father Mulcahy Award, but people don't want to nominate you. If you want to be involved, get involved, people. Like, don't, I literally got a message. How come you always talk to, I knew that was going to happen too. To deal with that, Zen Master Ted. Yeah, thank you. It's, people are like, why do you always do that? Well, if you want to nominate someone, send in your nomination. That's the bottom line. And right. I'm having a really tough time now suddenly with words because I'm reading about this spiritualist, Philip Solomon. The one thing that I loved about him, though, is that you hired him to do a reading for you some years ago.
Yes.
And as a result, he follows up with you. Like, he just, of his own accord, you told me that he's reached out to you on a couple of occasions and of his own...
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be the end of it. You know, I thought it would be the end of it. And he followed up with me and he said, were you pleased with the reading? Which, fair enough, you know.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I told him I was. And again, I thought that it would be the end of it. No, he stayed in contact with me. by his own choice.
And he's written 10 books, okay? He's the real deal. He's a presenter on the Wolverhampton City Radio. He's a featured columnist for Psychic World and the Wolverhampton Express and Star newspapers, Haunted Magazine, and Take a Break's Fate and Fortune Magazine. And he has also worked with other really well-known mediums such as Derek Acora and parapsychologists such as Dr. Hans Holzer, right?
Yep.
And in the past, he's worked for organizations such as the BBC, and he continues to be a major fundraiser for charitable organizations. This guy has integrity. He's got he's the real deal, and he's very rare. He's very rare, and I would love to get him on the show as well too. So
I hope that you can.
Yeah.
And he is literally probably going to hang, draw, and quarter me. But you know what? I'm doing this anyway because darn it, he deserves it. And darn it.
Well, not only that, he deserves the Namaste Award because he sees and recognizes in you what I see and recognize in you as a brilliant light worker. So let's get back to that with regard to what happened with Brenda, because I think this is really important. I'm going to try and put a little bit of oomph in my get up and go here because I want to really express how delighted and unusual and rare this was to work with someone else who was so wide open. I'm a rescue medium. I've trying to find the right words, but this was remarkable in that because your grandmother works on the other side of the veil for people who have committed suicide, who have died violent deaths, she's there. She's Johnny on the spot for a lot of these. I don't really know what other people's experience is with people who've committed suicide, but I know that they are met with light and love and instant healing. And they are required to basically hang out with the people that they should have. When you take yourself out of the equation, in my experience from working with time and time and time again with people who have committed suicide, they have to stick around and witness and see when they are capable and ready and able. And they have received the healing that they need, they have to come and witness your life, you know, the lives of the people that they were supposed to influence. But anyways, with regard to Brenda, there was this little girl who was petrified. She was terrified. I sensed who she was, or you sensed who she was. I asked her. She wouldn't talk to me. I said, Millie, what happened to her? And you explained to me that he had smashed the front of her face or something when they found her body.
What he had done was that he had strangled her and then sexually assaulted her. And then in overkill, literally, he had shoved her nose up into her forehead.
And, you know, she was like frozen. And I felt his energy and I felt that he was still here. And I felt that he was holding her captive somehow. I mean, I don't make this stuff up. Every time I learned something a little bit new, but she was trapped. She was literally trapped and she had found you as a source of light and love and she was holding on to you. And your grandmother appeared in the doorway, but there was an abyss. I could sense a type of abyss. And I said, what are these dogs I'm sensing? I said, I told you, Millie, I said, tell whoever this is, her murderer.
Yes.
He was incarcerated. His energy was holding her from crossing over
and
somehow.
I said, Michael, get the F out of here.
Well, I sensed dogs. There were these hellhounds of some kind. And he was a player for the Huskies.
Yes, a former UW player and a former bodybuilder.
And so I said, let's remove he's got to get rid of the dogs. And the minute you said that, I said it and nothing happened. When you said it, immediately a bridge was formed between the doorway where I saw your grandmother, and there was a very large man behind her. And I said, there's a very large shadow behind her. And you said, that's got to be her father.
Brenda's dad, Brenda's dad was so devastated by what happened to his daughter.
So a lot of healing happened, and we've got 2 minutes to wrap up this show. Thank God, because I'm about ready to, like, I'm going to have to go chew on some coffee grounds or something to get through the rest of this day.
Yeah.
I've got things to do, but that was amazing. And this happened out of the blue. It was just, Millie was wide open, and she said, somebody's hugging me, and I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. And with her knowledge of the situation, it made so. See, I work on tangible results. I love confirmation. You know, for example, I'm learning I hear names all the time, and 9 times out of 10, I'm afraid to say it because I'm like, well, I'm hearing the name. For instance, Grandmother Alaya, I was giving her a reading and I heard the name Sandra, and I was afraid to say it. But finally I was like, well, I'm hearing, like, and she was like, well, is it Charlotte? Or it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that I'm getting braver with regard to just speaking names and things, because 9 times out of 10, I'm like, well, I didn't say it, so how can I prove it? So tangible results. And, wow.
I will be back.
It's
just going to be in a different form. It's just going to be in a different form.
I got to give a shout out to Alchemy Stones. That's our sponsor. AlchemyStone.com. No S.